He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and totally in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 486. I am thrilled that Thanksgiving Day is over. I am thrilled that Black Friday is over and Cyber Monday. My email box must have had, 200 emails an hour with stuff from everybody all over the world, and most of it was garbage. So I myself didn't buy much. The only thing I actually procured was, I think, a 70-inch TV, and as I recall, I think it was a Hisense with three HDMI inputs, and it was something like 250 bucks. I think that's what it was. Wow, what a deal. So it was delivered by Best Buy, nice, and it's still in the box. I haven't opened it yet, but eventually I will get to it. Interesting show for you today. I think I have a gadget that you may not be aware of, and it's very functional, especially if you wanted to do any video or a podcast, or even more importantly, if you want to do a Zoom call and look real good. Before we begin, remember you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer every single email that you send to me. Okay, let's get started. Here we go. The gadget of the day is an audio video capture card, and you can see a little picture of it right there in the center. Right there it is. It's a very small device. We'll take a look at it live in a second, but this is kind of a crazy thing. This is a HDMI to USB 3 high definition 1080p 60 frames per second. This will allow you to record directly from your computer for gaming, streaming, teaching, pretty much whatever you want. Also, it's a great little tool to use for video conferencing or Zoom or Skype or anything like that. If you have a camera, okay, a photography camera or a movie camera, I shouldn't call it a video camera, this device will take the output, send it directly into your computer, and you could use it as a webcam or to record just like I'm recording now. So let's take a peek at this. Let's bring up, where is it here? Camera 3, where are you? Here we go. So there is the device. This is what it looks like. It's very small, as you could see. I'll hold up this little lead pencil so you can see how small it actually is. And this is it. This part will go into your computer. It's very simply a USB. Let's turn this down. Let's hold this down there. It's a USB port. Nothing fancy about that. Standard USB is going to slide right into your computer. And right here, let's back this up a little bit here. There we go. Right there, you can see that we have the HDMI input. And this is going to receive video directly from your computer, from your iPad, your iPod, your tablet, your phone, whatever it is that you want. You'll put it right in there. And the other end, of course, is going to go into your computer. So if you have a camera and it has an HDMI output, you are just going to plug the wire, one cable on one side of your camera, the other cable right here, plug this into your computer or your recording device, and bada boom, bada bang, you are going to be all set. No problem with that whatsoever. It works flawlessly, and it's really a nice piece of machinery. Very simple, very affordable. Its maximum input is 4K, believe it or not. It will actually go 4K. Pretty impressive, and the price of this is absurd. It's $9.99. Call it 10 bucks. You can't beat that with a stick. So why would you use this? Why would you want it? Well, quite frankly, if you want to record a video and then rip it onto a DVD, this is a great device to do that. I recommend these for if you have a webcam. I'm sorry, if you have a 35 millimeter camera that shoots video. Most of them today, even the small ones, the inexpensive ones, the $80, $90, $100 cameras, all have an HDMI output. So just plug it into this, plug this into your computer, and you can use this for a Zoom call all day long. And it looks great. Real economical, 10 bucks. You can't lose with this thing. So check out the specs. You also can record your games on this if you're a gamer. No drivers needed, no software needed. It's all built in, and it gives you a very nice description. This is on Amazon.com. It shows you the diagram of how to use it, what it will do, and it's a real nice device. Very, 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 very affordable, and you'll use it once, and you will be happy. Now you'll see some other devices here, all around the same cost. One costs double, but they give you a wire. If you have the wire, fine. If you don't, you can buy it. But you will definitely like this, I promise you. All right, let's take a peek at CES this year. Well, the long and the short is it's a mess. This is going to be the second year in a row that there will be no live consumer electronics show. So what they've tried to do, and I don't blame them, they're going to go all digital, which means no one's going to be in Vegas. When you think about the hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to be saved by these companies, by saving the cost of their booth, saving the cost of shipping personnel, paying people extra for freight, marketing, so on and so forth. It's extensive, so they're going to save millions of dollars. On the other side of the coin, they're going to lose millions of dollars because you don't have people walking around and seeing what your merchandise is and talking to the buyers and the sellers. That's how they get together. So it's a real horrible situation. But given the pandemic, there's not much that you're going to be able to do. It is what it is. So that said, it's January 11th through the 14th, and they're going to try to run this all basically on Zoom calls and interactive video. I don't like the format because, again, if you can't walk around, you can't feel the merchandise, see it, look at it, talk to people, find out what's coming new, you can't replace that human interaction, and it's upsetting, but it is what it is. Now, what I am going to do, and I'm only doing this because I've had multiple clients call me and say, what are you going to do for CES? Well, clearly I'm not going to Vegas. I'm in the same boat that they are. I don't want to get COVID. So what I will do is I will hold on-air interviews, and I'm going to open this up to other podcasters if they'd like to participate in this process. But I will hold the Gadget Professor show live at CES, and I have probably 10, 20 repeat clients that I've been dealing with for the last 15, 20 years. And I will interview them, and we will set this all up, and we'll show you the products, the pricing, talk about what's new in the industry and what's coming down the pike, and also new trends in technology. So if you are a vendor and you're watching this show today, just contact me. You can call me or you can email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I'll get right back to you. And I'm going to hold this around the same time, January 11th through the 14th. We'll have more about that in the upcoming shows. So there we go. Now, let's take a look at some new technology. I bought one of these, okay? It's a Wyze watch. I am right now in love with the Wyze products. One, they're very, 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 very affordable. Two, they work very, very, very well. And three, they're easy to operate, real simple to operate. So they got everything there is going for them. They've also come up in the last 2 months with a plethora of new products that I really like. They got everything from thermostats to scales. Right now, they've got this watch deal. You can pre-order an electronic watch. Yeah, similar to an Apple Watch. It's not an Apple Watch. It's a Wyze watch. But this is 20 bucks if you pre-order it. And it's 47 millimeters for the man. And if you want a smaller one, it's 44 millimeters. This will be in the show notes, but just go to Wyze Watch. And you'll see the specs on this thing. It's pretty impressive. I got to tell you, you don't have much time to pre-order this. It has a super big screen. It's going to be 1.75 inches. It's lightweight aluminum alloy frame, which is nice. It's not plastic. It has an oximeter monitoring in it, which is nice. It has a fitness tracker, which I need. That's nice. They're telling me it has a 9-day battery life. I don't believe it, but we'll find out once we get this device. Oxygen saturation is important to know, especially, God forbid, if you're sick. So this has all the features. Really, really, really nice. Aluminum alloy frame puts the plastics to shame. So it turns your lights on and off, your cameras on and off. It has shortcuts. You'll be able to communicate with all your Wyze devices. It gives you a zillion designs so you can mix and match, personalize your pixels, match your watch face to the style, using combinations of background images, clocks, colors, and styles. All the good stuff that you would want. Yeah, it's water resistant up to 2 meters, so you can shower with it. Heart rate monitor, sleep monitor, steps monitor, and I don't need this, I don't think, but the menstrual health tracking, it does that too. So, wow, it's got everything. It's also going to interface with Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger, Gmail, Twitter, and of course, all the other Wyze products. I'm skeptical of a 9-day battery life. We shall see. And last but not least, you need a strap. I guess for $20, you can't expect the strap too. So you can pre-order your strap also if you want a colored one, a brown one, or a forest green one. It's going to be $9.99. Also, the cerulean blue silicone, that's only going to be $3.99. The bluish pink, the blush pink silicone is $3.99, and I, of course, ordered the black one for $3.99. So there you go. For $23, you are going to have a very, I hope, very cool watch, and they also clip you for $6 for shipping. So what are you going to do? But this looks pretty cool, and I did pre-order it, so I'll let you know if and when it arrives. Yeah. All right, time for some apps of the day. We're going to talk about some iOS apps, iPad, iPhone, things like that. This is called GroupMe. It's a free app, and yes, there are in-app purchases, but you don't have to buy the in-app purchases. They are optional. This is a social networking app, and it's kind of neat. GroupMe, a home for all the groups in your life, family, roommates, friends, coworkers, teams, vacations, geek life, bands, faith groups, events, so on and so forth. You can start chatting. Add anyone to a group via their phone number or email address. If they do not have the app, they can start chatting over SMS immediately, even without loading the app. You can control notifications. You're in charge. You can have them when you want. Yak, yak, yak. You can say more than words. You can use the emojis, things like that. All kinds of cool stuff. Let's see here. You can also leave the texting behind with direct messages. You can use all the features you love, but on a one-to-one basis. So check this out. It's a very interesting app. It gets 4.7 stars out of 5. So GroupMe is a pretty interesting app. You'll want to read about it before you load it. Make sure it's for you, but it's totally free. You can't beat the price, and it gets good ratings. So definitely check that out. Okay, our next app is also another interesting app. This has been around for a while. It gets 4.8 stars. I've loaded it. I've used it. I haven't really used it long enough to give you an opinion. It works fine. It's called Marco Polo Stay in Touch. It's a very interesting app. This combines the best of texting, social media, and video chats all in one private, pretty easy to use app. Is it social media? It's different from the typical social media apps because Marco Polo is real, trusted, and built to be good for you. Unlike many apps, it does not sell the data for advertising, which is one of the reasons I was attracted to it. This is a tool that's good for making video calls. Marco Polo is vastly more practical than a video call. You never play phone tag, and you don't have to schedule blocks of time just to say hi. Marco Polo gives you tone, context, and certainly a way to give you your message. There's no limits on the length, and the video is stored in a cloud, which is free to use, and it's unlimited storage. So you can talk to friends and family face-to-face, even when they're not on the phone, and over the Wi-Fi. It works also over the Wi-Fi, and they basically go pick up their message like a voicemail, but it's a video message. So it's really kind of neat, different than most. It's 100% free. There's no ads, unlimited calls, obviously, voice effects, camera filters, notification controls, and a bunch of other stuff that will take me about an hour to read. It's a very, very robust app. If you want more, they've got more features. I don't need them, but if you do a lot of group calling or you have like family meetings and things, this is definitely a great auxiliary functional app that you may want to add to your arsenal. Now, this next app, I just checked out. I don't need this. It's called Wakeout Active Breaks. I am in the process of becoming more active every day. I've got so many things going on. I'm getting off my butt now, and I'm doing lots and lots of stuff. So I don't need this app, but you may need it. Introducing wind down, relaxing routines that help you get a better night's sleep. Wind down, there's 5 minutes of soothing stretches and movements, gets a 4.4 rating. If you would like to get more exercise, this shows you how you could squeeze those activities into your dull routine day, especially with COVID. So you may want to check it out. And yes, it's free. And yes, there are in-app purchases. Okay, I very rarely, very, 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 very rarely recommend games, but if you have an Android system, this might be something you might want to add on for the kids nowadays. Game On, watch, share, and record gameplay videos. Kids love this. They love this. Game On mobile recorder and challenge app is here to change your gaming experience once and for all. Record gameplay, funny movements, achievements, walkthroughs in your mobile games, and share the clips with your friends and followers on multiple services. So if your kids are into gaming, you may want to check this app out. And a lot of the teenagers go berserk for this app. That's how someone said that their kid loves it, and I checked it out, so that's why it's here. And then last but not least, Resilio Sync. I believe this is available for both platforms. This one is for the Android. And this is an interesting app. No joke, it really is. This sync lets you transfer files directly from your device to another device. This will let you share photos, videos, docs without storage limits. The technology works real well with those monster files, and I have those every now and then. I have huge video files. You can create your own private cloud, connect devices, and sync files securely between your Mac, your PC. If you have a NAS drive, that will work too. And even a server. This is really something you need to look at. Use sync on your mobile to access the files to keep your, that you keep on your home computer or on your work laptop. Sync encrypts all the files during transfer. It never stores any information on third-party servers, so it's private. No one can attack you. No one can steal your data. This also has automatic camera backup. Back up your photos, your videos as soon as you take them. This is a killer app. Don't make any mistake about it. This is a professional, high quality, high speed app for your smartphone. So I would definitely check this out. It's not something that is a toy or how shall I say, something that's just not functional. This is a really, really good app. So definitely check out Resilio Sync. I know you're going to like that app. It's really cool. Very well done. And folks, that will do it for the Gadget Professor Show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.